Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is a national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek and best-selling author whose new book is called The Rebels: Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the Struggle for a New American Politics. Please welcome Joshua Green. So your last book, Devil's Bargain, was about Steve Bannon and the rise of far-right populism. This book is looking at the far left and the rise of populism and the progressive movement. Is this what you brought us for Valentine's Day?
I'm giving you the gift of a book that's not about Trump or Biden or the depressing presidential rematch that's going to dominate our lives for the next 9 months.
Yes.
That's my gift to you this Valentine's Day.
Thank you. This is a respite. For people who need a break, read about Bernie Sanders.
There you go. He'll cheer you up.
Yes. Yeah. You talk about this book, about the rise of the left and the progressive movement and populism. And also you talk about how it has a symbiotic relationship with the more moderate wing and the Joe Biden side of it all. Talk to me how you see those two things working symbiotically.
Yeah, well, I mean, the book starts in 2008 because I date the rise of this left populist movement to the reaction from the financial crisis. And after that, everybody was angry. There was a big backlash. On the right, it led to the Tea Party and to Donald Trump. But on the left, it gave rise to people like Warren, who were able to articulate the deep dissatisfaction a lot of Americans had with the fact that the government was bailing out Wall Street banks, but that they weren't helping the middle class. And, you know, over the years, we saw with the rise of Warren, who used her platform, including places like The Daily Show, to spread this message. You saw the rise of Bernie Sanders in his presidential race. And ultimately, this just became an important part of Democratic Party politics. And when Donald Trump won, I think it woke up a lot of Democratic officials who said, gosh, we better listen to these people. And Joe Biden's presidency has really managed to kind of unite the populists and the moderates. He's put into place a lot of things that Warren and Bernie and AOC have argued for. And so we're heading into the November election with Democrats really unified behind Joe Biden.
Now, that's interesting. It's interesting you say that.
Mostly unified.
Because I theoretically see that. It doesn't seem as if that is the feeling, I would say, most Democrats. They don't feel like they're lining up, charged, ready to vote for Joe Biden right now. I think a lot of more far-left Democrats still feel like their voices aren't being heard. How are their voices being heard and seen through a vessel like Joe Biden?
Well, I think you can look at it two different ways. At the national level, all of the important left-wing Democrats, including my three characters, have all come out and endorsed Biden. Nobody decided to run against him, which they could have if they wanted to. And even AOC, who's had some problems with him lately, came out yesterday and said she thought he was one of the best presidents in recent U.S. history. So they're pretty much united. But when it comes to the actual kind of rank and file of left-leaning voters, especially younger voters, there is a lot of dissatisfaction with Biden. Maybe that's because of his age. He's kind of old. He looks like grandpa. Maybe it's because of his
kind of old.
Really old. It looks a lot like
he looks like grandpa's grandpa. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So does Trump. But
yes, they're both quite old. Sure. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But the challenge for Biden is going to be how can he bring those younger people back into his coalition? And I think one hope is that, you know, my characters will be effective surrogates. It's either that or he's going to have to count on, you know, going on TikTok and trying to attract them in other unorthodox ways that you know, maybe the Biden campaign is going to be so good at.
Well, I'm curious, you talk a lot about economic populism and what people across America really want, and that this movement sort of started from people being disaffected post-2008.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time on the field. You're covering this election. I was recently in South Carolina, and Biden has pretty good numbers right now when it comes to the economy. The stock market's up. Inflation seems to be going down. You know, we have unemployment that is incredibly low right now. But when I talk to the MAGA folks, those aren't the indicators that they care about. Partially because...
I'm shocked.
Yes. But I think sometimes it's a political dodge. But sometimes what they focus on is gas. And oftentimes, gas could never be low enough for folks. But housing is an indicator that they feel like the Biden administration is not dealing with. And the real people in America are frustrated with that as an indicator. Like, are the Democrats missing that conversation, looking at the middle parts of America and what they're actually disaffected by?
No, I don't think they're missing it. And there's been a ton of worry about inflation, of course. That's been the main challenge that Biden mm-hmm. has had to deal with. And you hear that from Republicans, independents, and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you spent the last 3 years, like, only eating at a Taco Bell, like, you've probably experienced price inflation and you're not real happy about it.
Sure. I bet also you're not really happy about it if you spent the last few years just eating at a Taco Bell.
There would be other reasons too, yeah. But look, you know, people's views of the economy are looked at through the lens of political partisanship. It's true for Democrats. They were very unhappy about the economy, poll said, when Donald Trump was president. So there's a certain group of people, and they're MAGA Republicans, who are probably never going to be happy with the state of the economy under Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But what you really need to look at are Democrats and independents. And the one thing that Biden really has going for him running for reelection is that, you know, he dealt with the deepest financial crash we've had since the great financial crisis, the one that followed the COVID crash, by doing what my characters wanted him to do, what Warren and Sanders did. We had three rounds of stimulus and beefed up unemployment benefits and student loan freezes. And the economy 3 years later is in really strong shape, as you pointed out. So Biden's best hope is that, you know, in the ensuing 9 months, people are not going to be able to ignore all these positive signs. The 401k is going to go up. They're going to get a good job. They're going to feel more positive. And we can see measures like consumer sentiment that have turned around pretty strongly. So the way I think of Biden's reelection is, like, it's not like the Olympics where you have to put up a perfect score. You just have to do better than the other guy. And things are trending in a direction where, you know,
it's like that's
at least an attainable goal, we hope, right?
The world's slowest 100-yard dash.
The world, yeah, exactly. Yes.
If we're still running, we're still running. It's interesting you say that. He needs to articulate those successes. But since you wrote this book, we've had what's happening with Israel and Palestine. And I think we are starting to see a real shift in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, AOC's response, probably not surprising to folks. But Bernie and Warren have been vocally critical of Bibi, leaving Biden in a weird location right now. How do you see him squaring that with a party that he needs to win over and these rebels, as you call them, clearly taking a much stronger tact?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, in a lot of ways, the story of my book is the story of how Democrats came together on economics over the last 15 years. But just in the last couple of months, we've seen a new fissure open up between the left and the center in the Democratic Party over Israel. And it's something that I think kind of has taken the Biden White House by surprise. Biden initially came out and was very much pro Netanyahu. And then as things went south in Gaza, and you could see the rebellion of the left flank of ordinary rank and file voters, but also of important elected Democrats like AOC, like Bernie Sanders, it's a problem that they don't really know how to square. And so you've seen the White House express concern and all these kind of Washington buzzwords. But I don't think that that's really satisfying anyone. And that's something they're going to have to figure out, because in a divided country like we've had in what's, I'm sure, shaping up to be a 50-50 election, they're going to need every vote they can get. And these are a group of voters right now, people who are upset about Israel's campaign in Palestine, that don't tell pollsters that they're real excited to vote for Joe Biden right now.
What do you see the Democratic Party reflecting? Is it reflecting more of an AOC version of the Democratic Party, or is it a Biden's version?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think if you look at where the Democratic Party is today vis-a-vis where it was, let's say, in 2008 during the last crash at the beginning of the book, completely different party. Like, when I came to Washington as a reporter in 2000, Biden was considered so pro-corporate that we used to kind of jokingly call him the senator from corporate America. But if you flash forward 15 years to Joe Biden as president today, he's out walking on UAW picket lines, instituted a recovery plan that was geared so much toward the middle class, that pushed so much money out the door to working people, that it actually caused inflation. And you look at what it is that politicians like Warren and Sanders have called for. And I think there's really a large degree of unity on economics. And that's one reason why the party has remained unified behind Joe Biden. So I think he's come a long way in kind of melding the two wings of the party in a way that really kind of points the direction forward for Democrats generally, I think. I don't think we're ever going to go back to a time when, if there's another financial crisis, Democrats are going to hand all the money to Wall Street banks. I think they've learned that lesson. And I think Joe Biden's success in 2020, and if he has success in 2024, will help to underline that message.
Well, it's a great read. The Rebels is available now. Josh Green, everybody.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
My guest tonight is an actor you know from Captain Marvel, No Time to Die, and The Woman King. She plays Bob Marley's wife, Rita, in the new biopic, Bob Marley, One Love. Please welcome Lashana Lynch. Lashana, welcome.
I'm here. Your friends are great.
They're lovely, right? Might you say it's all one love?
Oh, I like it.
That's nice.
It was nice. It was nice. Wasn't it nice?
It was very nice.
Well done.
Lashana, going through some of the things you've picked up over the last few years, when you were part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you learned to fly a plane.
Yeah.
In Woman King, you learned how to fight. In No Time to Die, you learned how to arm and disarm and fire a gun.
Yeah.
Do you feel ready for the impending apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You've done the work. You've prepped for
That's what I've been prepping for all my life.
I was like, you found a way to get paid for it, so whatever happens post-November, you're going to be in a great space.
Basically, yeah.
Yes.
You got to sneak your little skills in.
You got to get into it. You can now write it off on your taxes. It's great.
Exactly. How did you know that's what I was trying to do?
This is smart, all
Thank
right?
Thank you so much.
Yes. What skill did you pick up working on the latest movie, One Love?
Well, none of that.
None of that?
None of that at all, no. Much, much lighter. Emotional grasp.
Ooh, yes.
Definitely. There was a lot of holding. You know, Rita Marley is a strong, very powerful, balanced, spiritual woman. So I had to make sure that she was grounded at all times.
You had to work on yourself here.
I had to work on myself, my spiritual self, my inner self, mm-hmm. make sure that I was collected enough to, you know, take all of the experiences of all the training that you just told me about and put them into good use.
Now, I think, you know, when a lot of people think of Bob Marley, perhaps they're not as familiar with the story of Rita Marley, right? For me in college, Bob Marley, I love Bob Marley, he was a poster on a wall. And I thought Legend was an album that he made as opposed to a greatest hits album, which is the mistake most college kids made at that point. But they weren't aware of Rita Marley. And when you watch this film, you see that she's really the backbone of the Bob Marley story. Like, when you read this, what did you know about Rita's story and what drew you to this?
Well, my parents are Jamaican. They're born in Jamaica. So I had a responsibility to take the role and make sure that it was everything that it needed to be, represent Rita Marley in the way that she deserved to, and also to uphold the legend's story. The legend that we know today, you know, didn't come from nowhere. She literally is the backbone. She held everything together. She ensured that, you know, her children the geniuses that they are today. And I just wanted to make sure that the remarkable woman remained a remarkable woman in the story and that the female narrative was told in the way that we know it should be, and especially as a woman, as a black woman, and of Jamaican descent. I just wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page.
I would say that feels stressful to
me. Just a big backpack of light stress.
Yes,
just light stress.
I mean, my parents are from Michigan, so if I had to play Eminem, that would be a lot of stress for me. Make sure you get it right, do it right. Yeah. Maybe Kid Rock would be an easier fit, sadly, I don't know.
We could talk to someone, make it happen.
Could we?
Yeah.
Yes, Eminem, if you're out there, I know you're a better actor than I am and more successful. You could probably play yourself, but think about me. You met Rita Marley, right? Not only is it the pressure of upholding this real life figure who is still alive and people have opinions about her and what her role is, but you're also creating this role in the shadow of somebody who is there and watching, correct? What was it like to meet Rita Marley, and what did you glean from her?
Sometimes you like meet someone and it feels like a film. Mm-hmm. Like I walked into her house and her back was turned to me, and it kind of felt like I'd imagined smoke underneath her chair and like clouds above her, and it just felt like I was walking into some kind of like heavenly space, because she's just really quite angelic, actually, really peaceful and chill. And I remember when I stepped in, I'd only been there for like a minute, and her daughter Sharon was like, "Mum says that she's really happy that you're here, and she says that you have the energy," like whatever that means. And I was like, "The energy." Okay.
The energy?
The energy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you know what the energy was, or you were like, "Oh, what am I giving off? Is it pheromones? Is it vibe?" Tell me what the energy is.
Exactly. Can you just describe that to me so I know that I'm in the right place? Uh-huh. Like, have I got the wrong address? Because I don't know what I'm doing. No, it was like a kind of a meeting of spirits, it felt like. Mm-hmm. Because when I did eventually sit down with her, I left my book that had 3 pages of notes in it in my bag and just sat on the floor and crossed my legs and just kind of like looked up to her almost like a little schoolgirl looking at a teacher, and just soaked in her spirit and her energy. And it reminded me that this process I kind of have to kick the actor thing to the side and realize that I'm a vessel bringing this incredible woman's life or slice of her life to the globe. And like you said, you know, Bob Marley, there's information for days on the internet about him. With Rita Marley, you know, unfortunately, culturally less so, but it was an opportunity for me to give the world an education on how incredible she is, mm-hmm. and how meaningful she is to our culture in Jamaica and in the continent of Africa. Like, she's just so powerful, and her voice has been, you know, doing all sorts of, it's like her voice is like that phone. It's just kind of like, this is what you feel. Like, do you know what I mean?
Was that the energy?
It's just the energy. That's what I'm talking about. The energy was exactly that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that cue. It was really well timed.
You've described like an intimacy with a person that, unfortunately, I don't know if I've ever experienced with another human being in my own life.
Yeah.
That came off like a cry for help. And I,
It's okay.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
You really bring it out of people,
You're
don't
welcome.
You? Oh my God.
Take a minute. He's just gonna take a second.
Oh God. Oh God. I didn't learn enough in my acting classes.
Should I take over?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Good. Please. Please. Did you get notes on set from family members?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, we did. No, but I needed them. I really needed them because, you know, as an actor, you do your research and you sit with the character. We had like 8 months, I think, myself and Kingsley, to sit with it, have the conversations, develop her, speak with Rita Marley again. And then we had Ziggy Marley and Sadella Marley on set near on every day just to kind of tweak things, mm-hmm. you know, to give us the accuracy and to give us the guidance and the confidence that we needed because we're playing real legends here and we didn't want to do anything by chance and kind of make anything up that wasn't realistic. So every so often I'd go to the monitor and be like, do I sound like your mum? Like, would your mum say this?
Uh-huh.
Do I feel like your mum today?
Am I your mum today? Am I your mum today? Tell me right now!
And he'd be like, yeah, all good. And of course, in my actor self, I'd go away and be like, I'm not like his mum, I'm terrible, I don't know what's happening.
Was he just in the back being like, mum, no mum,
yeah,
no,
the barometer.
Less shrill, that's pretty good.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, until we got to the end of the shoot and I thought, you know what, we've done a good job in telling this story. We have an hour and 45, roughly, to tell a whole life, 36 years of this man. And we were able to do it in a really succinct way. And I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of Kingsley. He's a brilliant boy. Brilliant boy.
It is. It's a beautiful movie, and it really brings you into his life, and you bring it out wonderfully.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, One Love, is in theaters now. Lashana Lynch.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.